Another person came a little later, and he saw the big crowd. So what he did, he sat right in the back. Didn't make any attempt to come closer. And then later on, third person came, and he saw that the gathering had already started. Everybody was sitting, so he went away. Allah Rasulullah said something to this effect, that there were three categories of people. One person went ahead, so Allah took him ahead. One person had haya and embarrassment from Allah, so Allah Ta'ala showed haya to him also. And one person turned away, so Allah turned away from him also. So you sit with talab, inshallah, desire, try and come forward, fill the gaps. These adab and etiquettes are told to us again and again, not for nothing, my respected brother. Outwardly, inwardly, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرَى لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ أَوْ أَلْقَى السَّمْعَ وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. That verily in this is a reminder for those who are present mentally and physically. The heart is present also. And what jazba and zeal is in the heart, accordingly Allah will make decision. أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّي عَبْدِي. Allah says, I deal with my slave as he expects from me. What the expectation in the heart is, likewise will be the result from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Qur'an, the Qur'an, Allah revealed for hidayat, hudal linnas, hidayat for the entire mankind. At the same Qur'an, Allah says, yudhillu bihi kathira wa yahdi bihi kathira. That through this Qur'an, we will deviate many people, and through this Qur'an, we will give hidayat to many people. So elders say, they teach us that when we sit in the majlis of deen, we must sit with the niyat of hidayat. That ya Allah, give us hidayat. Inshallah, if we have the correct niyat for hidayat, Allah will give us hidayat. Shaitan plays with us. Sometimes person sits in the majlis of deen, ayats of Quran are being read, but he is sitting with a critical eye, looking for faults. If he sits and looks, sits with a critical eye, then Allah will show him faults. Allah says concerning Jahannam, alayha tis'ata ashar, over Jahannam, to punish insan, there will be 19 malaika. So one is that person who hears this and says, look at the qudrat and the power of Allah. Let us fear this Jahannam. How powerful and mighty my Allah is. He will get hidayat. Then there's another person who hears this and he says, why 19? Why not 10? Or has Allah only got 19 malaika? Why don't put 100 malaika over Jahannam? This person, the same Quran will take him away from Allah. It's very, very important, my respected brothers. We sit with talab, we sit with the niyat of hidayat. We don't even sit with this niyat that let our level of knowledge only increase. If that is the only niyat we are sitting with, then our malumat, facts, what we know will increase. Bismillah sahab, Dam Barakatuh, he says when a person is sitting in the majlis of deen, and he's sitting with this, that how my understanding of facts can increase. I can increase my level of things that I know. So this person is sitting with this, that I don't want to hear something I heard before. I want to hear something new. He says, a da'i never sits with this intention. He says, if a person is sitting with this jazba, that I want to hear something new, then Allah Ta'ala will take away from him. Allah Ta'ala will take away from him the tawfiq of ever making amal on what he hears. He says, a da'i never sits with this intention. A da'i sits, that how this can come in my life and come in the life of the whole ummah. Please, my respected brothers, there are many brothers still milling around. Please settle down. These are the talks of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Both the speaker is in, listening is in, are in need. So with tawajjuh and attention turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will give us the benefit of what is being said.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنكم على بينة من ربكم ما لم تظهر فيكم سكرتان سكرة الجهل وسكرة حب العيش وأنتم تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتجاهدون في سبيل الله فإذا ظهر فيكم حب الدنيا فلا تأمرون بالمعروف ولا تنهون عن المنكر ولا تجاهدون في سبيل الله والقائلون يومئذ بالكتاب والسنة كالسابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام Elders and beloved brothers in Islam For the propagation and the conveyance of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala To the entire humanity for this great task and great responsibility, every facet, every faction, every tabaka, every group, whether rich, whether poor, whether educated, whether uneducated, whether doctors, whether lawyers, whether engineers, whether politicians, whether rulers, whether male, whether female, every facet, every faction of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been selected for this. هَذَا بَلَاغٌ لِلنَّاسِ وَلِيُنذَرُوا بِهِ وَلِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ وَلِيَذَّكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ Allah has selected and chosen this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to convey his deen. Wajtabakum. Ijtaba is a word in the Quran which is used for Anbiya alayhi salatu salam and for nubuwat. Allahu yajtabi ilayhi may yasha. Allah selects and chooses for nubuwat whomsoever He wants. In other words, the office or the position of nubuwat is not acquired, it is selection from Allah. Likewise, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, huwajtabakum, was selected by Allah. One of our elders gives a beautiful example. He says, like a person has a basket full of apples in front of him. To take home, he will choose a few of those apples. Those that are rosy, those that are red, those that appear luscious, those that are sweet. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى There are no comparisons with Allah. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ Nothing is the like of Allah. This is just for our understanding. As if the souls of the entire humanity were there in alam-e arwah. And from all the souls of humanity, Allah Ta'ala chose and selected one by one. This one for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This one for the ummah of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This one for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like the Nabi of this ummah was chosen by Allah. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى تَخَيَّرَ الْقَبَائِلِ فَاخْتَارَ الْعَرَبِ ثم تخير العرب فاختار مضر ثم تخير مضر فاختار قريش ثم تخير قريش فاختار بني هاشم ثم تخير بني هاشم فاختارني أنا أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then Allah Ta'ala looked at all the nations of the world, and from all the nations of the world Allah selected and chose the Arabs. And then from the Arabs, according to the criterion which is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the choicest amongst them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Mudhar. And from then Allah Ta'ala looked at Mudhar, and from amongst them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the Quraysh. And then Allah Ta'ala subjected the Quraysh to these criteria, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the Banu Hashim. And then from the Banu Hashim, the pride and the choicest and the most supreme and the most benevolent and the most beloved of Allah's creation, فَاخْتَارَنِي أَنَا, Allah chose me, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The pride of humanity. Just like the Nabi of this Ummat was chosen and selected by Allah, likewise the Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the entire humanity was chosen and selected by Allah. This is selection, choice from Allah. ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. Allah Ta'ala says, we made this Ummat the inheritors of the deen of Allah Ta'ala, of the kitab of Allah. Allah doesn't say, ثُمَّ أَعْطَيْنَا الْكِتَابِ. Allah says, ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا. We didn't give أَوْرَثَا. We made inheritors. Ulama explain the difference. They say when you give somebody something, he has a choice, he can accept it or reject it. But when you make wirathat of something, when someone inherits something, then he has to accept it. His choice does not come into it. This ummat were made the inheritors of Allah's deen. This ummat were made the inheritors of the Quran. أَلَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا, from the whole humanity, those whom Allah chose, that is the ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we made them the inheritors of our deen. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدْ وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And then three tabaqas, three groups of this ummat which will always remain till Qiyamah. With regards to the responsibility of the effort of deen, and with regards to the responsibility of deen, and with regards to the responsibility of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, till Qiyamah this ummah will always have three groups. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِ, those who transgressed upon their souls, the gunegars, those who turned their backs on Allah. وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِد, and the other is that group which is moderate. Sometimes they obey Allah, sometimes they disobey Allah. Sometimes they accept their responsibility, sometimes they turn their backs on their responsibility. وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And then there is the third group who goes ahead with the permission of Allah. Those, what we call the salihin, the pious, the chosen, those who accepted the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ummah was selected and chosen by Allah for what? My respected brothers, we have gathered on this occasion to remind ourselves of that lesson which we have forgotten. Like a person, sometimes he meets up with an accident, he gets amnesia. He forgets, he becomes oblivious. The love of this dunya and the pursuit of this dunya and the hankering after the material possessions of this world has collided with the minds of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and with the hearts of this ummah. An accident has occurred as a result of which we have reached a stage of amnesia where we have completely forgotten who we are, what we are, what our position is, why were we selected, and what is the object and the goal and direction and destination of this ummah. Like a little pigeon which is caught by a hunter, it is put into a cage, and then years and years and years and years of captivity, so that this pigeon grows up into a bird in captivity. Finally one day comes that the hunter feels sorry for this bird, and he opens the door of the cage and he says to the bird, "Now fly. The blue yonder is waiting for you. The beautiful skies are waiting for you. The lovely breeze is waiting for you. The clouds are waiting for you. The stars are waiting for you. Soar now to those heights." Like that bird, we have gone into the cage of captivity. And then in that cage we have placed cage upon cage of ourselves. Chain upon chain, lock over upon lock. The lock of the shop, the lock of the job, the lock of the degrees of this world, the cage of the wealth of this world, the cage of our worldly desires, the cage of our families, cage upon cage, upon cage, upon cage, upon cage. So that when the message is made now, that you are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are mab'uth, you are selected and chosen by Allah. You have been sent for hidayat. You have been sent for humanity. You have been sent to introduce this entire creation to the vastness of akhirat. To tell them of jannat, to tell them of jahannam, to tell them of the qabr, to tell them of the qudrat and the power and the kibriyai of Allah. You are not an ordinary ummah. Like that bird, when finally the door of the cage is open and it is told, "Now fly," a little drop of tears falls down its cheeks and it says to the hunter, "I have forgotten how to fly. I have even forgotten how to flutter my feathers. What blue yonder are you talking about? What sky are you talking about? I only know this cage. I only know this captivity." In the same way, the ummah of Rahmatul Lil Alameen today is saying that we have forgotten. All we know is shop to home, home to shop, shop to job. All we know is the ringing of coins. All we know is the luxuries and the attractions of this world. What palaces are you talking about? What great position and status are you talking about? What raising of the flag of Allah on the surface of this earth are you talking about? We are businessmen. We are doctors. We are lawyers, we are engineers, we only know our surgery, our office, our shop. That which Allah Ta'ala says, mata'ul ghurur. Objects of deception. Baytul ankabut, kasarabim biqi'ati yahsabuhu dham'anu ma'a. That which is a mirage, a deception, a play of the light, it appears to be water to the desert dweller. He goes in that direction, when he comes there he realizes it is still sand, there is no water. And like this his whole life is spent in the pursuit of an illusory dream, of a total and a complete deception. La tusawi janaha ba'udha, that which is not even equal to the wing of one mosquito. La'ibu wa lahu wa zina wa tafakhurun bainakum wa takathurun fil amwali wal awlad kamathali ghaythin a'jaba al kuffara nabatuh thumma yahiju fatarahu musfarra thumma yakunu hutama wa fil akhirati 'adhabun shadid wa maghfiratun min Allah wa ridwan wa mal hayatud dunya illa mata'u al-ghurur. Games, amusements, competing with one another, rivalry in children, rivalry in wealth, rivalry in boasting over material possession. Like when the rainwaters fall and the orchards appear to be lush and green and the vegetation appears to be green, that farmer becomes pleased, his eyes become cool, he falls into a deception with regards to his crops. Thumma yahij, then inevitably that time comes when it dries up. And it withers and it becomes yellow and it becomes straws. And that which he thought was a lush field is now a dilapidated ruin. has now dried up and withered. وَمَا الْحَيَاءُ And what faces him now? وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ A terrible punishment lies in front of him. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ The life and the embellishments and the luxuries and the attractions of this world are nothing but a deception. This ummah has forgotten, and not just forgot that it forgot. Has forgotten its goal, forgotten its direction, forgotten its guide, forgotten its manzil, forgotten its destination. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Allah says, I did not create insan, I did not create jinnat except for my worship. Mufassirin explain, Ayliyarifun, to recognize who is Allah. This ummah, Allah Ta'ala says, Inna dunya khuliqat lakum. This whole world, its amenities, its luxuries, its attractions have been created for you. وَأَنْتُمْ You insan were not created for this temporary world. You insan were not created for that which is not equal to the wing of a mosquito. You were not created for this lie. وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ You were created for akhirat. You were created for the recognition of Allah. فَلَا تَشْتَغِلْ يَبْنَ آدَمْ خَلَقْتُ الْأَشْيَاءَ لِأَجْلِكَ وَخَلَقْتُكَ لِأَجْلِي فَلَا تَشْتَغِلْ بِمَا هُوَ لَكَ عَمَّنْ أَنْتَ لَهُ Allah says, O insan, I have created things for you. وَخَلَقْتُكَ لِأَجْلِي But I have created you for me. فَلَا تَشْتَغِلْ بِمَا هُوَ لَكَ عَمَّنْ أَنْتَ لَهُ So do not let the pursuit and the desire and the hankering after those things which are your servants, which were created for your service, do not let the hankering after those things occupy you to such an extent that you forget that Allah for whom you were created for. Amnesia has occurred. This ummah has forgotten. And not just forgot that we forgot. What a great status. What a lofty position. What an honorable mission and task Allah selected and chose us for. That for which 124,000 Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam were sent to this world. That for which Anbiya's bodies were cut into two. That for which they underwent unreal, untold hunger, untold pain, untold suffering, untold affliction. That selected and chosen slaves of Allah who were sinless, who are the most honored of Allah's creation, that for which they gave their lives, wallah, Allah's qasam, every ummati of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was selected and chosen by Allah for the same mission. Ya Dawood, inni faddaltu ummata Muhammad ala al-umami kulliha wa sanantu alayhimus sunan. He falls into a deception with regards to his crops. ثُمَّ يَهِيج Then inevitably that time comes when it dries up. And it withers and it becomes yellow and it becomes straws. And that which he thought was a lush field is now a dilapidated ruin. Has now dried up and withered. وَمَا الْحَيَاءُ And what faces him now? وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ A terrible punishment lies in front of him. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ The life and the embellishments and the luxuries and the attractions of this world are nothing but a deception. This ummah has forgotten, and not just forgot that it forgot. Has forgotten its goal, forgotten its direction, forgotten its guide, forgotten its manzil, forgotten its destination. ma khalaqtul jinn wal ins illa liya'budun. Allah says, I did not create insan, I did not create jinnat except for my worship. Mufassirin explain, ayli ya'rifun, to recognize who is Allah. This ummat, Allah Ta'ala says, inna dunya khuliqat lakum. This whole world, its amenities, its luxuries, its attractions have been created for you. Wa antum, you insan were not created for this temporary world. You insan were not created for that which is not equal to the wing of a mosquito. You were not created for this lie. Wa antum khuliqtum lil akhirah. You were created for akhirat. You were created for the recognition of Allah. Fala tashtagil yabna Adam khalaqtul ashya'a li ajlik wa khalaqtuka li ajli fala tashtagil bima huwa lak amman anta lahu. Allah says, O insan, I have created things for you. Wa khalaqtuka li ajli, but I have created you for me. فَلَا تَشْتَغِلْ بِمَا هُوَ لَكْ عَمَّنْ أَنْتَ لَهُ. So do not let the pursuit and the desire and the hankering after those things which are your servants, which were created for your service, do not let the hankering after those things occupy you to such an extent that you forget that Allah for whom you were created for. Amnesia has occurred. This ummah has forgotten. And not just forgot that we forgot. What a great status. What a lofty position. What an honorable mission and task Allah selected and chose us for. That for which 124,000 Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam were sent to this world. That for which Anbiya's bodies were cut into two. That for which they underwent unreal, untold hunger, untold pain, untold suffering, untold affliction. That selected and chosen slaves of Allah who were sinless, who are the most honored of Allah's creation, that for which they gave their lives, wallah, Allah's qasam, every ummati of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was selected and chosen by Allah for the same mission. Ya Dawood, inni faddaltu ummata Muhammad على الأمم كلها وسننت عليهم السنن التي سننتها على الأنبياء وافترضت عليهم الفرائض التي افترضتها على الأنبياء. O Dawood, Allah Ta'ala addresses Dawood alayhi salam more than 1,000 years before this ummah could come into existence. I have given fazilat, I have given rank, I have given superiority, I have given honor, I have given status, I have given nobility to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that this ummah supersedes every other ummah. What is the basis of their supremacy? I made sunnat upon them, sunnat of anbiya. I made farz upon them, the fariza of anbiya. Hatta يأتوني يوم القيامة ونورهم مثل نور الأنبياء. And if they will fulfill this, if they will understand what their goal, what their object, what their direction is, then Allah Ta'ala says to Dawood alayhi salam, this ummah will come before me on the day of judgment, and I will give them noor like the noor of Anbiya. I will give them noor like the noor of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Ala ukhbirukum bi aqwamin laysu bi anbiya wala shuhada yaghbituhumul nabiyyuna wash shuhada yawm al qiyamah بمنازلهم من الله على منابر من نور يعرفون عليها. جناب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم on one occasion addresses his sahaba and he says to them, O my sahaba, should I not tell you of a people? Should I not tell you of a people that they are not anbiya, nor are they shuhada, but Allah will raise them up on pulpits and mounds of noor, such effulgence and such status and such recognition Allah will give them on the day of judgment that even the anbiya will envy them. قَالُوا مَنْ هُمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ O Nabi of Allah, who are these people? O Nabi of Allah, who are these people? هُمُ الَّذِينَ يُحَبِّبُونَ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيُحَبِّبُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَى عِبَادِهِ وَيَمْشُونَ لِلَّهِ فِي الْأَرْضِ نُصْحًا قَالُوا هَذَا حَبِّبُ اللَّهَ إِلَى عِبَادِهِ فَكَيْفَ يُحَبِّبُونَ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ قَالْ يَأْمُرُونَهُمْ بِمَا يُحِبُّ اللَّهِ وَيَنْهُونَهُمْ عَمَّا يَكْرَهُ اللَّهِ فَإِذَا أَطَاعُوهُمْ أَحَبُّ اللَّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ رواه ابن عدي ورواه الحاكم في المستدرك ورواه ابن أبي عدي في الكامل. They said, O Nabi of Allah, who are these people that even the Anbiya will envy them? Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, they are those people of my ummah. Understand the martaba of this ummah. Understand the status of this ummah. Understand the job and the task and the mission of this ummah. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, they are those people of my ummah who will make such an effort on the hearts of mankind that these hearts will be filled with the love of Allah. And they will make such an effort upon humanity that each person will become beloved in the sight of Allah. وَيَمْشُونَ لِلَّهِ فِي الْأَرْضِ نُصْحًا. And with the pain, and with the concern, and with the desire, and with the worry of humanity, whether Africa, whether Asia, whether America, whether Europe, the concern, and the cry, and the pain of humanity will make these people walk on the earth of Allah, for the sake of Allah, person to person, town to town, city to city, locality to locality. Sahaba reply, O Nabi of Allah, this we understand. Go person to person, introduce them to Allah, so that Allah becomes beloved to them. But how are we going to make them beloved to Allah? How are we going to make them beloved to Allah? Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replies, O my Sahaba, these people will enjoin such actions upon people which Allah loves. They will forbid them from such actions which Allah dislikes. When they will come onto that which Allah loves, and they will stay away from that which Allah dislikes, when Allah will become the goal, when Allah will become the direction, when they will be motivated by the desire to please only Allah, and to stay away from those things which displease Allah. لَيْتَكَ تَحْلُو وَالْأَيَامُ مَرِيرَةٌ وَلَيْتَكَ تَرْضَى وَالْأَنَامُ غِضَابُ وَلَيْتَ الَّذِي بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ عَامِرٌ وَبَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْعَالَمِينَ خَرَابُ. Like the poet says, if everybody dislikes me, if everybody is sour with me, if everyone has turned against me, and my Allah, you are happy with me, then I have no worry. And oh my Allah, if my relationship with the whole alam is destroyed, and my relationship with you is made, then also I have no worry. They will enjoin that which Allah loves. They will forbid from that which Allah dislikes. When humanity will come upon this, then automatically Allah will love them.
This ummah was selected, this ummah was chosen by Allah to finish itself for that which Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam finished themselves. This was never an ummah that had dunya in front of it. This was never an ummah that was motivated by the love or by the attachment of material things. هَذَا بَلَاغٌ لِلنَّاسِ وَلِيُنذَرُوا بِهِ وَلِيُنذَرُوا بِهِ Go person to person, warn them, remind them that the life of this world is not the be-all and end-all. Allah has not sent us for the material things of this world. This is a deception. This is coming to an end. The actual goal, the actual direction is the pleasure of Allah. If the life of this world is lived in such a fashion that I have pleased my Allah, then I can have a shop or I can be a pauper. I can have a home or I can be living in a hut. I can have clothes on my body or my clothes can be tattered and torn. But if I have pleased my Allah, then I am 100% successful. And if I have everything, all the wealth of the world, all the comforts of the world, all the luxuries of the world, all the amenities of this world, but if I don't have Allah in front of me, if my heart is not beating with the love of my Allah, if my life is not motivated by the desire to please my Allah, then more unsuccessful and more under deception than myself, there is no one else. فَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ Allah says, that person who on the day of judgment, his scale of good deeds is light, his scale of evil deeds is heavy. فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ This person has put himself into destruction. He will reside in Jahannam forever. Such a destruction, the like of which there is no other destruction. Such a loss, the like of which there is no other loss. Some people, according to the direction they chose in this world, they will rise up from their qabr. Ya waylana, man ba'athana min marqadina. What halakat has come upon us? Who is it that rose us up from these qabrs? We thought it was only mort. We thought that fulfill your pleasures, fulfill your desires in this world. There is no qabr, there is no hashar, there is no akhirat, there is no Hisab kitab in front of Allah. We were living a life of pleasures. We were living a life of desires. وَمَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَهِ وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَهِ يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَهِ مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَهِ هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَهِ خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوهُ ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ذَرْعُهَا 70 ذِرَاعًا فَاسْلُكُوهُ The book of deeds will come in their left hand. يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوتَ كِتَابِيَهِ If only I wasn't given this book of deeds. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَا If only I didn't know my hisab. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَةِ If only I had died in the world and I was never resurrected. My wealth is of no use to me. My sultanate is of no use to me. My family is of no use to me. My friends are of no use to me. That same family for which he broke the order of Allah. That same wife for which he broke the order of Allah. Those same children for which he broke the order of Allah. That same society whose pleasure he put over the pleasure of Allah. On that day when the reality will dawn in front of him. يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمْ لَوْ يَفْتَدِي من عذاب يوم إذن ببني وصاحبته وأخي وفصيلته التي تهي ومن في الأرض جميعا ثم ينجي كلا The مجرم on that day will say to Allah, he will say to Allah, oh Allah, take my wife, take my children, take my family, take my society, take the entire humanity and put them into Jahannam, but save me from Jahannam. وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة وجوه يومئذ عليها غبرة ترهقها قترة. Their faces blackened, their faces darkened, black tar placed upon their faces. They will rise up from those covers with such darkness that even the darkest night will seek protection from them. They will rise up with such a terrible stench that the stench and stink of this world will seek protection from them. They hankered after the luxuries of this world. They hankered after the soft clothes of this world. They hankered after the beautiful homes of this world. They hankered after the luxuries and comforts of this world. Now, وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. The scale of good deeds were light. Now the entire system of their lives will change. Their faces will be blackened. سَرَابِيلُهُمْ مِنْ قَطِرَانٍ. Their clothes will be of fire. لَهُمْ مِنْ جَهَنَّمَ مِهَادٍ. Their bedding of fire. وَمِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ غَوَاشٍ. The cloths over them of fire. نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا. Their homes will be of fire. كأنما أغشيت وجوههم قطعا من الليل مظلما. It is as if the darkest night has covered and enveloped these people. Fire in every direction. Kalla layumbadhanna fil hutamah. Wama adraka mal hutamah. Narullahi al muqadah. Allati tattali'u ala al afidah. Innaha alayhim mu'sadah. That fire whose stones will melt mountains. What will that fire do to the flesh and bones of insan? Verily they will be thrown into the treasure. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحُطَمَةَ. And what will make you know what is the treasure? نَارُ اللَّهِ الْمُوْقَدَةِ. It is Allah's kindle fire. أَلَّتِي تَتَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ. That fire which will penetrate the hearts of man. إِنَّهَا عَلَيْهِمْ مُؤْصَدَةً. This word ala in itself presents a terribly frightening picture. إِنَّهَا عَلَيْهِمْ. Jahannam will be over them. مُؤْصَدَةً. They will be vacuum packed. They will be locked up in Jahannam. This word مُؤْصَدَةً. If you want to understand it by way of an example. Most of us must have seen a pressure cooker. The bottom is hard. The sides are hard. The top is sealed over. A small hole is left so that the excess steam can escape. If that hole is not left there, then that pressure cooker will become a bomb. And what is the effect of vacuum packing the heat? If we haven't seen one, ask our wives or ask our mothers. That meat which normally takes 2 hours to cook in 10 minutes will become soft. And if it is left longer, by the time, if it's left for half an hour, then the meat will separate from the bones till eventually everything will melt.